Su atención, por favor, pasajeros en el vuelo United 976 con destino a Los Ángeles. Comenzamos a volar en este momento.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard to Bridget Unfiltered Airlines. We are now preparing for takeoff back to the United States from a Latin American country where, according to several passengers aboard, the women were so much nicer. If this is your first time flying with us, welcome. If you joined us last episode during our outbound Passport Bros flight, congratulations. You survived Cartagena, Sao Paulo, Santo Domingo, Bogota, and that one resort where the bartender kept calling you mi amor because you were tipping in dollars. We'd like to remind the gentlemen in rows 13 through 26 that you are legally required to return the floral shirts you bought at the airport and the delusion you picked up at the beach. For safety reasons, we ask all passengers to stow away any I think I'm moving here fantasies, shut off your international dating apps, and please place your emotional support cerveza in the upright position. In the event of turbulence, brace yourself. It's just your ego readjusting to the exchange rate. Flight attendants will be coming through the cabin to collect any unrealistic expectations, any comments that start with, American women don't, insert here, and any WhatsApp numbers you obtained under questionable circumstances. We know you have plenty of choices when fleeing accountability, so thank you for choosing Bridget Unfiltered Airlines. Sit back, relax, and prepare for landing as we begin today's episode. I, your lead Latina flight attendant, will be explaining exactly what just happened down there and why some of y'all shouldn't be allowed to travel without supervision. Cabin crew, please secure the cabin. We're about to get real. Welcome back to Bridget Unfiltered. I am so glad to have you here on the second episode of the installment of Passport Bros. I'm Bridget, your host, and today we're talking about something that blew up after last week's episode, the Latina fascination inside the Passport Bro movement. And listen, I'm Latina. I'm not speaking from a distance. I'm not a singer. I grew up around the culture, the family values, the expectations, the romantic stereotypes, the good and the bad. The mujer, ¿a dónde estás, estúpida pendeja? I've heard it all. And that was from my mother talking to me when I didn't come home in time and it got dark. Because if you know Latin culture, you know if you're a señorita, you better have your ass in your chair at dinner because only the, what was the word? Like the loose women, I forget what the word in Latin is. The looser women would be out at dark. So as a lady, como una mujercita, I had to be home in time. So, but I digress. So with all of that, when I hear men say, I'm going to Colombia, Brazil, or the Dominican Republic because the women are so much more feminine, I roll up my eyes, you know, because I'm like, hello, it's me. But anyway, I have things to say and lots of them. So today we're getting into why American men are going to Latin America, why it rubs U.S. women the wrong way, and how it's actually a disservice to women in those countries, and how pop culture has been showing us this pattern forever. So grab your cafecito or your tequila, and let's go. Let's start with the obvious. There's a fantasy around Latina women, a whole mythology, spicy, loyal, curvy, feminine, affectionate, cooking you a full meal from scratch every day while looking like a Miss Universe contestant. It's a stereotype that men in the U.S. have romanticized for decades. I get it. It's a vibe. But it's also a stereotype. And it's not new. And pop culture has been planting this seed for a very long time. Look at
Fools Rush In. Do you remember that movie with Salma Hayek and Chandler Bing? Rest in peace. From Friends. It literally built its entire plot on, here's a straight-laced American guy whose life magically opens up because he meets the beautiful, warm, spiritual Mexican woman who teaches him how to live. She's the antidote to his blandness. She's the color, the flavor, the soul. Meanwhile, he's just showing up to the relationship with a suit and a confused face. Or Spanglish, one of my personal favorites, with Adam Sandler playing the American man who suddenly sees emotional depth, nurturing energy, and softness in his Latina housekeeper, played by the beautiful Paz Vega. And his wife is Tia Leone, who her name's Deborah in the movie. Fantastic, great movie. If you haven't watched it, highly recommend it to watch Cozy on the Couch with your wife and girlfriend. Paz Vega's character in the movie, her name is Flor, if I remember correctly. And she becomes the moral compass of the movie. She's the one who gets it, who feels deeper, who loves harder, who sacrifices so much more. And both movies play into the same idea that the Latina woman is the cure. She's everything the American woman supposedly isn't. She's more feminine, more nurturing, more connected to her culture, and more expressive, less complicated, less demanding. It's giving total passport bro cinema universe, honestly. One of the really fun facts that I came through as I was researching is that in 2023, the Pew Research Center study found that Latin American countries dominate the top spot for romantic migration, meaning more American men are moving there, flying there, what have you, for relationships than any other region. Which it's funny because I really thought it was going to be Czechoslovakian, Eastern European women, you know, Russian type. But no, it was actually Latin America. And that tells you that this isn't a fringe thing. It's mainstream now. It's not very niche. It's very mainstream. So when passport bros talk about Latina women, they're not talking about actual people with real lives, bills, opinions, families, and boundaries. It's like they're talking about a version of womanhood that feels easier to them, more predictable, quote, less combative. But here's the truth from someone who is Latina. Yes, we're warm. Yes, we're affectionate. Yes, our culture values relationships and family. But we're also strong, opinionated, and definitely not here to take anyone's bullshit, and definitely not here to be anyone's fantasy maid. This isn't a telenovela, and you, my friend, are not the lead actor. And honestly, a lot of these guys aren't, you know, drawn to the Latina culture. They're drawn to the idea that they will be more desired because of their American passport and the US dollar. And honey, if that's your idea of romance, it's no wonder you're still single. But listen, before we get into this any further and to kind of put into context the entire episode, this Dear Bridget came in time, and it came in just after the last episode aired. And I thought this was perfect. And this is just a perfect way to kind of segue into the nuts and bolts of this particular episode. So let's get into Dear Bridget. Dear Bridget, I'm writing because I don't know who else to talk to. I'm a 27-year-old Latina from Colombia. Last year, I met a guy from Michigan online. He was sweet, respectful, and told me he always dreamed about being with a Latina woman because we're more loving and loyal. He visited my country twice, and he told my family he wanted a future with me. He promised that once I came to the U.S., he would help me get on my feet. He said I'd go to school, I'd learn English better, and I'd have freedom and opportunity. He said this country would be a blessing for me. So I trusted him. But now that I'm here, everything changed. He doesn't let me make friends. He goes through my phone. He says, I can't get a job because I'll meet someone else. And he even hides my documents sometimes. When we argue, which, side note, I'm sure it's a lot because I know me. But anyway, excuse me. When we argue, he says he can send me back anytime he wants. I feel alone. I don't know anyone here. I don't drive. I don't have my own money. I'm scared to tell my family back home because they'll worry. And part of me is embarrassed because I believed his promises. I don't want to go back home with nothing, but I don't want to stay trapped either. What should I do? Sincerely, Lost in Michigan, Latina. She wrote that all herself in terms of the sincerely. And a lot of the Dear Bridgets are catching on to the fact, you know what? Let me not give my personal info out so I don't have to do it as a host. So thank you very much. So Lost in Michigan, Latina. First of all, sweet girl, come here. Let's have a seat. Because what you're describing, honey, that's not love. That's control with a side of manipulation and a dessert of absolutely fucking not. Let me break this down with the same honesty I'd give my best friend, okay? You came to this country with hope, trust, and a man who sold you a dream. And now he's using your vulnerability as leverage? And I'm sorry, but that's what cowards do. The moment a man threatens you with deportation like it's ICE, he's telling you exactly who he is. And you're not crazy. A lot of women get trapped in this exact dynamic, especially immigrant women, because a man knows he holds the key to your safety, your documents, your stability, and your community. This is why I said earlier in this episode that some men go overseas because they want power and not partnership. Now, here's the part where I'm going to speak from both compassion and a little Latina tough love. If, and only if, you have done your legal paperwork, and girl, listen closely. If you are legally authorized to stay in the United States without him, even temporarily, then you already have more power than he wants you to believe. You do not need to get a job right away. You need a plan. And yes, going to school is a plan. School gives you structure, community, freedom to move, access to campus resources, and often protection. So here's what I want you to do. And I'm no legal aid. I am not a representative. I am, you know, a born U.S. citizen, but I did do some research. And if you can take this to an immigration lawyer on the side, someone who has real legal knowledge, that's what you should do. But at least it gives you a little stepping stone as to what to ask for. So what would I do? I would make copies of every document that I have. My passport, my visa, marriage certificate, your I-94, anything and everything. And hide those copies somewhere safe. Next, call the immigration attorney or your legal aid clinic. Most cities have free or low-cost immigration services for women in your situation. Start putting away small amounts of money any way you can, quietly. It adds up. Even $20 at a time is power. Enroll in a class. If he is so insecure and probably not very enlightened, school to him might be like, whoa, no way. But at least if you play it through, and I'm sure you can enroll in a class like a community college, ESL, a certificate program, something that gets you out of the house and around people. And then when you have all the basics lined up, divorce his motherfucking ass. Not emotionally, not dramatically, just legally, quietly, and professionally, because you were not brought to this country to be somebody's hostage. You were not brought here to shrink, and you were not brought here to be worse off than you were back home. You deserve freedom, education, and safety. And you deserve a man who lifts you up instead of locking you down. And if he ever threatens, I will send you back, you calmly tell him, you don't own me and you don't control my papers. I'm staying without you. There's a whole life waiting for you here, honey. A good one, a strong one, and a life that you can absolutely build without him. And trust me, the moment you take that first step toward your own independence, the fear will break and the real you will come back. I'm here in your corner. Many women are here in your corner. A lot of us are here in your corner. And every Latina listening knows exactly what I'm saying when I say we don't stay where we're not respected. We rebuild and we will rise. Because that's just the fucking bitches we are.
Got a question? DM us on Instagram at Bridget Unfiltered.
Welcome back. So I think the frustration from American women is less about men dating internationally and more about the narrative. The narrative being that women in the U.S. are too difficult, too much in their masculine energy, too demanding, women overseas are better, blah, blah, fucking blah. And that's what stinks because it's not about the dating that most men would actually be shocked to hear that it's not about the dating. Because most women, and I'm coming from my own perspective, but most women from my perspective that share the same kind of background of not even so much the adult entertainment past, but I've had to do it a lot on my own kind of mentality, have that as a, you know, that stings and that sucks. Because a comparison is so rude and disrespectful because so many of the energies that we carry are because of what we've gone through with the average male. We don't want to be in our masculine energy, but the average girl has gone through relationship after relationship after relationship where the man doesn't provide. The man can't provide. And here she goes. She has to go out and work for a living. Come home and she's exhausted and he wants her to bend over and cook for him. No, that's not how it works. It's like you're ranking women like we're products. Women in the U.S. here, you're the problem. You're not submissive enough. You're not feminine enough. You're not grateful enough. Meanwhile, sorry to say, half the guys can barely pay their car insurance on time. So us women, and I say us because I live in the U.S., aren't mad that you're traveling. We're mad that these men are choosing the cheapest possible validation. They are exporting their dating struggles and blaming an entire gender instead of looking inward. And I'll say this, if you need to leave the country to feel like a man, you didn't feel like one here either. And this is the part that nobody wants to talk about, especially the passport bros, especially the men who claim they, quote, respect the culture. Let's be real. A man flying into Cartagena with $600 in his bank account suddenly feels rich because the currency conversion makes him look like a king. He's not choosing a woman because he cherishes her or cherishes her culture or respects her family values. He's choosing a situation where he becomes a prize by default. The UN has published multiple reports showing that economic instability in parts of Latin America makes women statistically more vulnerable to exploitation in romantic and financial relationships. So when passport bros show up with, let me take care of you energy, it's not love, it's an economic power dynamic. And it also reinforces harmful assumptions like that Latina women will tolerate more, Latina women are more desperate, and that Latina women will stay no matter what. And that's where I, as a Latina, take issue that these men treat Latin America like a discount store for wives. No, no, sir. We're not Dollar General for you. They take advantage of women who grew up in systems with fewer opportunities and they dress it up as traditional values. Meanwhile, the women in their own country aren't less feminine. They just have more options. A 2024 YouGov poll found that U.S. women in their 20s and 30s are becoming more financially independent than any generation before them. And financial independence is linked to higher dating standards. So what do passport bros do? They go somewhere where women have fewer options so that they, the men, feel more valuable. That's not romance. That's just picking the easiest arena so you can win the game. And pop culture has always played with this dynamic. Think about it. Narcos, turning, you know, Colombian women into international fantasy. Telenovelas, which I, by the way, have been dying to play in a soap opera in Latin America because I would fucking kill it. My entire existence in adult industry was just one big telenovela. I was always so damn dramatic. That was my thing. But telenovelas create the image of loyal and passionate women who never complain and always forgive. And then there's the quintessential Sofia Vergara, the Gloria character in Modern Family, who is basically the Western world blueprint of a Latina trophy wife. These portrayals influenced everyone's ideas of what Latina femininity looks like. But here's the part that kind of most people miss. Even in telenovelas, the women are the strong ones, the backbone, the ones calling the shots, while the men talk all big and tough. I mean, the macho kind of guy is my favorite, but that's neither here nor there. Pop culture romanticized Latina women because it also has a warning that they kind of downplay. We're not weak. We're sure as fuck not silent. And we definitely are not props in someone's wannabe macho era. And passport bros didn't watch that carefully enough, in my opinion. The bigger issue isn't, why are men dating overseas? It's, why can't some men date in their own grass backyard without blaming women? This is where the whole trend kind of loses steam. Men claim American women are rude and, you know, the masculine, that they are entitled, especially entitled. But then they go to another country and expect a woman to instantly trust them, depend on them, and prioritize them, knowing they might leave at any time. And American women aren't bothered because men are traveling. They're bothered because these men are weaponizing the femininity against them while exploiting it somewhere else. And honestly, most Latin women will see right through it. Well, they'll see right through the whole act. They know when a man is looking for a mother and not a partner. And they know when a man is only attractive because of the exchange rate. They know when someone is romanticizing their culture instead of respecting it. You're not impressing them, honey. You're just louder with more money than the locals. So what's my final take? As a Latin woman myself, listen, I'm all for love across borders. I'm all for the cultural mixing. Don't get it twisted. Latin America, I'm not Latin American, but Latin America is beautiful and full of incredible women. But if the motivation is women here won't tolerate me, then maybe the destination isn't the issue. Maybe it's you. Respect women in whatever country you're dating in. Respect the culture. Understand the power dynamics. And stop acting like women in the U.S. are the villains in a story that you wrote to avoid accountability. If you want a feminine woman, be a man worth following. If you want love, stop shopping for it. If you want loyalty, stop seeking women in situations that make loyalty a financial transaction. Because Latina women are not a shortcut or a loophole or an easy button out of self-reflection and self-accountability. They're just women that you have encountered in your entire journey of manhood as the, ooh, the easy way out? Oh, no, 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 no. Not by a long shot. As an entertainer myself, and as someone who will gladly play the role of Gloria, I will gladly play the stigma-like role of the Latina trophy wife because it's entertainment. You know, this is a time in our lives, and especially in history, of all that is going on in the world, that I just want to sit down and watch a movie and laugh. I want to watch a show and laugh. So the art of being able to separate entertainment from real life is something that I've been proclaiming from the rooftop since day one. Only that my past has created such a problem in the narrative of what men consider to be okay in relationships, etc., that I can understand why getting the flight ticket and going down to Bogota in Brazil sounds so amazing because, hey, you know, I've been watching it for so many years and now I want to go experience it. And now with TikTok and Instagram and everyone being able to share in their experiences, they feel like they're a community. And now these boys and these guys, I can't call them men, find that they have something that a brohood that they can now be a part of. And it's not all that bad because since I'm not the only one doing it, then there's something okay with it. And now when you listen to episodes like mine and shows like mine and perspectives from women like me who absolutely share those qualities, but are telling you, no, it's not like that. You are selling me a dream down south, and then you're bringing me up here like our dear Bridget from Michigan, and she's trapped. So unless you go down and you are willing to offer the world and stand behind your words because your taste is a Latina, then by all means, knock yourself out. The problem is selling the dream, but bring them here and then letting them shit all over themselves, basically, because you refuse to take accountability that you are an asshole. You are a dick. You were an asshole when you went down to Cartagena, and you were an ass when you came back. And all you wanted is someone to accept your assholeness instead of changing, looking inwards, and building yourself up as the man that who, if he would have taken that time to build himself up in the U.S., maybe he would have found the right relationship in his own backyard.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're beginning our final descent into the United States. At this time, please return your seat backs, your dignity, and any fantasies you picked up in Latin America to their full upright positions. For passengers in rows 9 through 24 who fell in love with someone after 3 mojitos, customs would like to remind you that she laughed at your joke does not count as a legally binding engagement. If this is your first time re-entering the country after a passport bro adventure, welcome home. We hope the altitude helped you reflect on your behavior. We also ask all passengers to double-check your belongings for any cultural stereotypes, save-a-ho complexes, or unrealistic expectations you may have packed accidentally. Anything left behind will be donated to the lost and found of poor life choices. To the ladies on board, thank you for choosing Bridget Unfiltered. The only airline where turbulence is emotional, accountability is complimentary, and honesty is served in extra large portions. To the gentlemen on board, if during this flight you realized maybe, just maybe, the issue isn't American women, congratulations, growth looks great on you. As we taxi to the gate, please remain seated until the Latina captain, which is also me, has fully finished giving all of her unfiltered thoughts. Once the seatbelt sign turns off, you are free to exit the aircraft, hydrate, touch grass, and consider therapy. On behalf of the entire crew, thank you for flying with Bridget Unfiltered Airlines. We know you have choices when gaining different perspectives on all things life, dating, sex, pop culture, etc. And we appreciate you choosing us.